This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Finance ministers from the Euro area meet Friday in Poland to discuss the Greek debt crisis. American Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is joining them. Fabian Zulig, chief economist at the European Policy Center in Brussels, says the United States is right to get involved.
The intervention from the U.S. has also shown that is at least a risk that the stability of the financial system as a whole, the global financial system, might be under threat again, that we might have a situation where a possible default in Greece has knock-on effects around the world.
On Wednesday, the leaders of France, Germany, and Greece held a conference call to discuss how to contain Europe's deepening financial crisis. Germany and France are Europe's two largest economies. 17 European Union countries use the euro as their currency. Fabian Zulig says the future of the eurozone is anyone's guess right now.
I don't think that a very orderly exit of a single country from the eurozone is a very likely scenario.
On Thursday, five major central banks agreed to lend additional dollars to European banks in the eurozone. The European Central Bank says the three-month loans will provide as many dollars as the banks need. The operations will end in December. The European Central Bank is acting with the United States Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, and the Swiss National Bank. The announcement helped lift European bank shares and major European stock lists. Last week, the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development lowered its growth estimates for the euro area. In Greece, the economy has shrunk this year. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says eurozone nations must do everything they can to avoid an uncontrolled insolvency by Greece. On Tuesday, Chancellor Merkel warned of far-reaching effects if Greece fails to pay its international rescue loans. If Greece defaults on its debts, she said, then the effects would quickly spread to other eurozone countries. And she said, if the euro fails, Europe fails. The crisis has increased calls for greater cooperation on European financial policy. On Wednesday, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said the Commission will propose creating eurobonds. The idea is for eurozone governments to jointly guarantee their debts. Germany and France have opposed eurobonds. Mr. Barroso said the current system that lets individual countries easily block policy is not working.
I am convinced we need deeper and more results-driven integration. And let me be clear, this has to be within the community system. A system based purely on intergovernmental cooperation has not worked in the past and will not work in the future.
He spoke to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report.